Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode's going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is January 23rd, 1958, and the title is Old Shell Game. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid.
Do you always buy the small loaf of bread because you have a small family? Then here's something you'll be interested in. When you buy butternut bread, you don't have to worry about the size of the loaf, even if your family number's just two or three. Because with butternut, you can bank on fresh, tender slices right down to the end of the loaf. Butternut, you see, is specially baked to be fresh when you buy it and to stay fresh till you eat it. And furthermore, butternut goes faster, too, because it's so extra good. So next time you shop, don't hesitate. Don't grope over those bread shelves. Don't guess, squeeze, or doubt. Just reach for...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. See that true-to-life picture of those fresh white slices. And be sure of what you buy before you buy. Buy...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Old Shell Game. Wherever there are gullible men and women, there are swindlers to take advantage of them. This is as true today as it was in the early days of our West. It is a fine spring day when Brig Maxon's carnival arrives in the town of Kingman, Arizona Territory. The sideshows are set up and await the Saturday night crowds. The only activity at the time is centered about a small portable table, which holds the rapt attention of two men.
All right now, stranger, keep your eyes on the little ball. Here she is, and there she goes, and where she stops, no one knows. Now, which of the three little shells is the little ball under?
The center one?
Right, you win again, stranger. Here's your $10.
Thanks a lot.
Now, you sure have good eyes. I can't fool you for a minute. You want to try again?
Yeah? This time I'll make a big bet. $12.
$12? Is that all the confidence you have in your own ability of perception?
Well, $12...
Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a chance to make a real killing, the biggest win of your life. How much money have you got on you?
Oh, I don't think I better tell you that.
Come on, my friend. I only want to give you a chance to get rich.
Well, I'm carrying over $400.
Good. How'd you like to double, no, triple your money?
You mean... If I win, I get $1,200?
1,200 simoleons, my friend. 1,200 iron men is what you'll win.
I'll do it. Here's the money.
Hey, what's that, a sack of sand?
No, mister. That's a sack of gold dust. It's probably worth more than $400.
You made yourself a deal, friend. Keep your eye on the little ball. Now you see it, now you don't. Here she goes, and there she is. Tell me under which shell it is. Go ahead, pick up the shell you think the ball is under.
Shells all look alike, but this one here?
Too bad, friend. You guessed wrong, my friend.
No, my friend, you did.
What? Hey, what are you doing with that gun?
Making sure you keep that right hand on top of the table.
Why,
That's right. Now open that hand, friend, pronto.
Yeah, you've played this game before, I see.
That's right. I was in the Army during the Civil War, too. The old Army game, we called it. You're Brig Maxon. Owner of this carnival.
Yeah, it's plain to see you ain't no rube. What do you want, stranger?
I'm Kip Redden. I figure I ought to work for you. Don't you?
You mean you want a job here? What for?
Well, I think nobody'd figure I'd be traveling in an outfit like yours.
Hideout, huh? You on the lam from the law?
Maybe.
You're hired, Kip. I can use an hombre like you with this carnival. What do you want it for? Murder?
Maybe. The last hombre who asked that question doesn't ask anything anymore.
You'll do, Kip. You'll do fine. You and me ought to make great partners. Partners in crime.
Pancho, still not could understand how it could be. The hombre moved that ball under the one shell, and then under the other shell, and then under the third shell. And Pancho followed the ball with the eyes like the eagle, and still Pancho had to pick the right shell.
Well, I hope it teaches you a lesson not to gamble again, Chico.
Pancho still not can see how it happened. And Pancho see that little ball go under the shell, and then that kind of an hombre pick up the shell, and it's not there.
Of course not. The hand is quicker than the eye. That hombre at the carnival had the little ball in the palm of his hand the time you lost.
He do? By that cheating.
How else do you think most gamblers win, Pancho?
If Pancho ever meet up with that coyote again, Pancho give him a punch in the nose, and a punch in the chin, and a punch in the jaw.
You will soon get the opportunity to carry out your threats. Unless I'm mistaken, there is that same carnival.
How it can be? How it could get to Kingman before we do?
Are you forgetting the stop we made at Boulder Springs?
Oh, Sissy, Pancho almost forgot. Maybe we learn here in Kingman who that dead hombre we find back in Boulder Springs.
I am more interested in finding the sidewinder who murdered him.
That's the job for the sheriff, Cisco. Oh, hold up, hold up, hold up.
Hello, ho, ho. We have no time to stop here now, Pancho. I want to turn these empty gold dust sacks in my saddlebag over to the sheriff as evidence.
You able to give him those empty sacks we find by the dead prospector anytime, Cisco? Look, 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 look. They're the coyote will take Ponce's money in the shell game.
This is a special added attraction to Rick Maxson's carnival, ladies and gentlemen. This spectacular act for your entertainment. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest sharpshooter, the most expert marksman in all the wild, wild west, Kip Ridden. I fear there are a few doubting Thomases or doubtful Betsys among you.
Yes, Cisco, I'll shoot that hombre anytime.
Get up, Pancho.
Tell you what I'm going to do, ladies and gentlemen. To prove the veracity and honesty of my aforementioned statement, I'm going to give you the chance to take some easy money away from me.
Here it comes. He tried to cheat these hombres.
I'll put up $20 against anybody's 10 that Kip Ridden can beat you in a shooting match.
There's someone here he not can beat.
Un momento, Pancho.
Now, that's what I like to see, an hombre brave enough to back up his own opinion of his own marksmanship. Yeah.
Oh, Pancho not the one what...
Come on now, my friend. You wouldn't try to back out, would you? Tell you what I'm going to do, folks. I'm going to double my offer. $40 against anybody's 10. And after the shooting match, I'm going to give you each and every one of you here a chance to make some money. And you don't have to be an expert with a six-gun to guess right with the old shell game.
Hey, Cisco, that coyote going to try to cheat these people, too.
We will tell the sheriff what we know about that coyote at the same time we tell him about the dead prostitute. Come on, Pancho.
You can't leave now, my friend.
Well, now, there is a chance you might win. Don't be afraid. We are lying when you said there was somebody I couldn't beat.
Pancho, not never lied, you maverick, you.
Those are strong words in this part of the country, hombre. Using the word liar is inviting a gunfight.
What's it to you? I was talking to that fat hombre over there.
Pancho thinks you're a hired gunslinger, but Pancho's not afraid of you, you maverick.
Cut it, both of you. What are you trying to do, break up the show?
Go ahead,
let him fight. It'll be a grudge match, folks. This stranger here will match targets with Kip Ridden. The highest score will be the winner of the argument. How about that?
I will shoot against this Kip Ridden. I do not look for a fight, but I've never turned my back on one yet.
But Pancho, the one...
Forget about it, Chico. Any fight of yours is a fight of mine.
That's what we like to hear, a man of spirit. Put up your money, my friend. The odds still hold, 4-1.
I do not bet, hombre. If I lose, I will work for what I owe you.
You're the one we're going to lose, you loud mabrig, Maxim.
Say no more, my friends. Let your guns do your talking for you. Hey, you missed it. Would you please take this target and set it up against that live oak tree over yonder?
Sure, be glad to.
Give him room, folks. Stand back. 50 paces is far enough, my friend. Is that all right for you, gentlemen?
He's all right with me, senor.
I can beat this cowpoke from any distance, Brig.
Hombres, you're going to get a big surprise.
Go ahead, braggart. Let me see what I have to beat.
Watch it, yokel. Look and learn.
Stand back.
Holy Hezekiah! Every one of them shots is in the black. None of them dead center, but it's a perfect score.
How Cisco can beat the perfect score?
It's your turn, my friend, as soon as they fix a new target for you.
Never mind the new target. Out of the way, senor!
Mother mia, Pancho, only see one new bullet hole in the target.
Look like there's only one new bullet hole in this target. All the other shots are from Kip Redden's gun.
How'd you like some lessons, Jayhawker?
That means five of this big hombre shots missed the target completely.
Use your pocket knife, senor. Dig the bullets from the tree. They went through the target.
Why, Cisco, want that hombre to do this?
You will see, Chico.
What did you find, my friend?
Suffering Sassarus. There's two bullets in the same hole. And here's two more in another hole.
You mean the stranger hit the exact same place that Kip Redden did? Yeah.
That's just what he done. I got all the bullets here.
Face the sheriff. Come to the sheriff.
Come on, boys.
Hey, sheriff. You should have been here to see the shooting. The fanciest I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, I've just seen some shooting over at Boulder Spring that's gonna cause a hanging. What's me and the posse were out trailing the skunks who rustled the bar as cattle, and we stopped at Boulder Spring, Corey.
Oh, then you saw my brother Matt. How is he? Getting rich off his gold mine?
I don't like to be the one to tell you this, Corey, but I reckon I got to. He was murdered. Shot in the back.
Murdered?
Yeah.
Cisco. They're talking about the same prospect we find back at Boulder Springs.
See, Pancho.
I am very sorry about your brother, Senor Corey. Pancho and I were on our way to see the sheriff.
Yeah, well, who are you?
That's right. Who are you, stranger? We ought to know the name of the hombre who is good enough to beat Chip Redden.
Hey, the Cisco Kid, that who?
Cisco Kid.
How long you been in town?
No longer than 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, I've heard a lot of conflicting stories about the Cisco Kid. I ain't accusing you of nothing yet. But I aim to search you and your belongings.
Search him? What for?
Your brother was robbed of the gold dust he'd panned, Corey. Whoever killed him would be carrying that dust.
Now, you gotta listen, say you...
Shut up! Now you listen. When they find them gold sacks, we'll know who murdered Matt Watkins and what to do about it. The killer will stretch hemp over the limb of that live oak tree. He'll hang by his neck until he's dead.
And the empty gold dust sacks in Cisco's saddlebags may cause the angry mob to carry out the sheriff's threat before Cisco can explain. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
The setting is your house at breakfast. The cast, a family of happy, happy folks. Because look, there's a loaf of the new and extra tempting butternut wheat bread right in the middle of the table. And say, there's toast that really makes a breakfast a breakfast. This brand new bread is making a hit at every meal all over town. Just try butternut wheat bread and see if this isn't the finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast or a big hearty sandwich for Dad's lunch. Yes, sir, try butternut wheat bread right now. Everybody's trying it. Everybody's saying, the smoothest, richest, freshest wheat bread I've ever tasted. And say, here's extra good news. Just like butternut's picture wrapper on white bread, butternut wheat has a picture of quality right on the wrapper, too. Not blue and white like butternut white, but red and white. So look for the only wheat bread in the wrapper that lets you see what you buy before you buy. Butternut wheat bread. In the red and white check gingham picture wrapper. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt.
And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Old Shell Game. Kip Redden joins Brig Maxon's carnival to escape detection for the murder of Matt Watkins. Cisco and Poncho find the dead body and are bringing some empty gold sacks to the sheriff in Kingman when they are stopped by the carnival. After a gun match, which Cisco wins, the sheriff and his posse arrive and inform Matt's brother, Corey, of the murder. Before Cisco has a chance to mention the empty gold sacks, the sheriff announces he intends to search for them as a clue to the killer. Now,
simmer down, folks, simmer down. We'll start the search with the saddlebags on your horse, Cisco.
But Poncho tried to tell you, say your sheriff,
if you had given me the chance, I would have told you, Senor Sheriff, that you'll find some torn and empty gold dust sacks in my saddlebags.
What? Then you're admitting you killed Matt Watkins.
You cold-footed, murdering skunk. I'll give you the same you give my brother.
Now, take that gun.
Get that gun before I call the hombre shoot you, Cisco.
There. Now, everyone, stay right where you are.
That gun's only carrying 6 bullets. There's a lot more than 6 of us here. You can't kill us all.
Here's the mate to the gun in my hand. You want to hear them both talk? Go ahead. Try to take them away.
Why don't you go down with Cisco if you try to rush us? Better for no one to make a move.
Bueno, you are all making a wise decision. You saw for yourselves. I hit what I aim at.
You better turn them guns and yourselves over to me pronto. Yeah. I ain't afraid of your threat.
He can do what he says. A lot of us will die here, including you, Sheriff, if you draw.
I ain't letting no dry gulch and
armor. It's my brother, Matt, that Cisco killed. I want to see him hang more than anybody else does. But there ain't no sense getting a lot of people slaughtered because of it.
Yeah, that's right, Senor Corey. Go ahead, Poncho, mount up.
Cisco.
I keep going. I'll keep you covered.
Are we
going
to stand here and let that dry culture escape? Hey, Kip Redden, you shut up.
You carnival hombres, keep out of this or I'll toss you into the calaboose.
Now, Poncho, keep these hombres covered for you, Cisco.
Andre, get out of here. I'll make a flying mount.
Yeah,
go, 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 go.
Now get them bombers. Hey, everyone. There, go.
I know, Cisco. And a good boy from silence. Those bullets come close.
Right,
Poncho,
right. Up, go, 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 go. Well, there goes my crowd.
There'll be nothing doing out here, Kip. Come on into the tent.
You gonna join that posse, Brig?
Now, what for? You got plenty without me. Here, through the flap.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
You know, Kip, I somehow got the feeling that if I went with that posse, you'd be on a fast horse and out of here as soon as I left.
Why should I do that? This is a perfect front for the business I got in mind.
What business?
Banks. Every town we play has a bank. I'll hit the safe while you keep the yokels busy watching the shell game.
I like what you're saying. Tell me more.
Now, when that posse brings back Cisco and hangs him, the whole town will be ready to celebrate.
I'm stirrup to stirrup with you, Kip. I'll keep them so busy with the old shell game, they won't remember they got a bank.
First comes getting rid of the Cisco kid. If that posse doesn't do it, we have to.
He's got no way of connecting you with Matt Watkins, Kip.
Long as he's charged with that murder, Brig, he won't rest till he finds out who really did it. I aim to kill him before he finds out.
Yeah, we'd only had another hour of daylight. We'd have found that blasted Cisco kid and his partner.
Tomorrow's another day, Sheriff Donovan. We'll pick up his trail. Whoa. I hope we can get an early start tomorrow. Instead of putting my horse up, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I'd like to do the same. But I reckon I'd better check on that carnival. I'll pick you up here in front of your house tomorrow morning, Corey. Good night. Come on, boys.
Yep. Good night, Sheriff. Good night, boys. Come on, Blaze. We got an extra feed of oats coming. I reckon I'm so tired I don't care whether I eat or not.
Easy there, boy. Go on into the store. Now, what touched you all, Blaze? Cat jump out of your manger and scare you? Wait till I light the lamp. What in thunder?
Hold it, Senor Corey. Right there.
Can't you got your cover from over here, too, Senor?
What do you two murdering rawhiders want? You're going to shoot me in the back, same as you did my brother?
Pancho and I doubled back on our trail and risked our lives to prove we did not kill your brother, senor.
I myself heard you admit
that. That's the trouble. Nobody listened to what Cisco wanted to tell them.
Pancho and I found your brother after he was shot. These sacks were split open and on the ground near him.
Cisco bring him to the sheriff as a clue to the killer.
You expect me to believe that?
Would we come back here if it were not the truth? Pancho, put up your guns. And here are mine. Does that convince you, senor?
Well, I don't know. I reckon you must be truthing. You wouldn't be willing to give up your hardware. Well, what do you want?
Your help to catch the coyote who gunned down your brother.
Oh, you know who he is?
Yes, he's gonna know who he is.
I think I do. The only other strangers to arrive in town today were with the carnival.
Well, which one you suspect? Big Maxon or Kip Redden?
Kip Redden.
Oh, well, what do you want me to do, Cisco?
Get Brig Maxon to play his crooked shell game with you. Make him cover a very large sum of money. Pancho and I will do the rest.
That's why we bring these throw sombreros and these serapes. We loan them and...
We'll both be close to you, disguised as old men. I will even try to disguise my voice.
I will talk like this.
Pancho, talk like this.
Mountains of bolios. If I didn't hear it, I wouldn't believe it. You'll be safe. No one will recognize you.
Good, good. If my plan works, the killer will soon be behind bars.
It better work. If the sheriff catches us, he shoot us dead.
Keep your eyes on the little ball. Here she is, and there she goes, and where she stops, which one of you knows?
I do, mister.
Is that shell there? Right jaw, my friend, and here's your money.
Thank you. Just like shearing wool off a sheep.
Yeah, that's right. I'm here to be trimmed. Who's next? Oh, howdy there, Corey. I didn't expect to see you here, but I'm glad.
Yeah, figured maybe that game of yours might take my mind off my troubles.
Thought you'd be asleep for now, Corey. What you doing here?
Well, I couldn't sleep, Sheriff Donovan. Thought I'd try my luck here.
That's the idea. Hey, you two old men, move along. Beat it.
We only like to watch the game, senor.
Yeah, maybe we like to play a little bit.
I don't want your money. Go on, get out of here.
Oh, let them stay, Brig. They don't hurt nobody.
That's right. It's a free country, Maxon.
Sure. I didn't mean nothing. Name your poison, Corey. How much of it do you want?
I want a lot of it. I've been watching you move them shells about, and I reckon I can guess the right one.
I'm waiting to hear you say how much, Corey.
$1,000.
Ain't that kind of risky, Corey?
Well, maybe. Well, what about it, Brig?
Yeah. This'll more than cover it. I weighed this gold dust into this brand new sack myself less than an hour ago.
Well, here's my money. 1,000 in federal bank notes.
What in thunder? What was that?
Came from the bank!
The bank? Come on!
Ain't you going, Corey?
I'll keep. My money's on the table. Go ahead.
Oh, that is a lot of money to win.
We two viejo is too old to run to the bank. We stay in and watch.
All right, Corey, now keep your eye on the little ball. Now you see it, now you don't. Here she goes, and there she is. Tell me under which shell it is.
Tell him to open the palm of his left hand, senor.
What? Why, you slimy old salamander?
Well, do it, Brig.
His gun seconds the motion, Brig Maxon.
Cisco, kid.
And Pancho, too, you coyote, too?
Why, there's nothing in my hand. It's under this shell. Here, I'll show you.
Do you think I'm going to give you a chance to palm that ball back under the shell? Open that hand, Proto.
All right. I cheated. You can have the money, Corey.
You skulking maverick. You cheat Pancho, too.
Maxon, you are going to tell me where you got that gold dust and what you know about Kip Redden. The truth now, or I'll pound it out of you.
I'll tell you the truth.
Go ahead, Briggy. Start flapping that big mouth of
Kip,
yours.
Kip Redden. Hey, you showed up just in time. I wasn't going to tell him nothing.
Don't move, Cisco.
Drop that gun.
Si, hombre. Like this.
Bueno, you shoot the gun from the back of that hand.
Now, Coyote, I mean to have the truth from you. And I do not mind pounding it out of you.
Madre mia, Cisco, he not could tell you nothing. You knock him out cold.
Now, your turn, Maxson.
I don't want no fight, Cisco. Kip Redden killed Corey's brother. This gold dust is part of the money he stole from him.
That dry gulching polecat.
Them gunshots. What in tarnation? Shut up!
Shut up, all of you! Shut up! Now, before you do anything you're sorry for, Sheriff, you listen to me. I've already got my brother's killer and this cheating gambler here to boot. You can thank Cisco for that. And for my money, if you want to learn how to keep law and order, you better take lessons from the Cisco Kid.
Si,
Pancho.
That coyote, Kip Redden, can get life in the prison for killing Senor Corey's brother and for wounding that hombre over at the bank.
The wounded hombre will recover, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was lucky for us Kip fired those gunshots when he was surprised while robbing that bank.
Si, those gunshots drew the sheriff and all the other hombres away from the carnival tent and gives you the chance to get the truth from that big Maxim.
That cheating maverick will be out of business for a long time to come.
They not let him play that old shell game behind the bars.
They certainly will not.
Do you know, Cisco, Pancho remember now. Cousin Pedro tell Pancho about that game. He say they play it when he in the army. And they call it the old army game. Just like you say.
Oh, I did not know your cousin Pedro was in the army, Pancho.
He in the army during the war. He very brave, too.
Oh, I'm sure he was. Did he get a commission?
What'd you say, Cisco?
I said, tell me, did your cousin Pedro get a commission?
No, Cisco. He just get a straight salary.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Andiamo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
And while Cisco and Pancho ride away for another adventure, let's talk about an adventure in good, rich flavor. Have you tried butternut bread yet? Well, fellas and girls, next time you go to the store for Mother, you just try this. On those bread shelves, just pick up any loaf of butternut bread. Notice that picture on the blue and white check gingham wrapper. See how fresh and white and tender those slices look. Well, that's how fresh and white and tender you can expect it to be inside, too. You see, butternut shows you the quality inside from the outside. You can always be sure of the bread you like for tasty sandwiches, for crisp golden toast, for bread and butter at mealtimes. And something else, fellas, butternut bread is mighty good for you. It's enriched with a pack and parcel of quick food energy that you need every day. So join the gang now who sing out for...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Just look for the blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper with the picture of quality right on it.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.